Welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm your host, Herman Loppelberry. Today, we're diving into a practical question from Daniel about labeling solutions in his home inventory system. Daniel has been organizing his belongings using plastic bags with numbered labels, but he's running into some real-world challenges with label durability and adhesion. Let me break down Daniel's situation first. He's using a Brother QL700 printer, which is actually a solid thermal label printer, but he's found that the standard labels fade quickly in Israel's intense sunlight and don't adhere well to plastic surfaces over time. He's also experimented with a Nimbot bone labeler from AliExpress and noticed that the laminated labels seem more promising. For your specific application, Daniel, I'd recommend focusing on three key material characteristics: UV resistance, strong adhesive properties for plastic surfaces, and durability over time. First, let's talk about label materials. Polyester labels, also known as PE labels, are your best bet for long-term durability. Unlike paper or standard vinyl, polyester is inherently UV resistant and won't yellow or fade even with significant sun exposure. These labels can last decades outdoors, so indoor UV exposure shouldn't be a concern at all. Vinyl labels are another excellent option, particularly marine grade or outdoor vinyl. These are specifically formulated to withstand harsh environmental conditions. Look for vinyl labels that specify UV resistance and outdoor durability ratings. Now, regarding adhesives, this is where many people go wrong. You want what's called a permanent acrylic adhesive, specifically one designed for low surface energy plastics. Many standard adhesives struggle with certain plastics because they have low surface energy, making it difficult for adhesives to form strong bonds. For your Brother QL700, you're somewhat limited in options since it uses a specific tape format. However, Brother does make some more durable options. Look for their TZE tape series, particularly the TZE of S series, which features extra strong adhesive, or the TZ-FX series, which is designed for cables and curved surfaces. The TZ-251 is a good all-around choice with strong adhesive properties. But honestly, based on your experience with the Nimbot bone, you might be onto something there. Those laminated labels you mentioned are likely thermal transfer labels with a protective laminate layer. This construction provides excellent durability because the printed information is sandwiched between the base material and a clear protective layer, making it virtually impossible for UV light to reach and degrade the print. If you want to explore beyond your current printers, consider investing in a thermal transfer printer system. These use ribbon-based printing rather than direct thermal, which means the printed information is much more stable over time. You can pair these with polyester or vinyl labels with aggressive adhesives specifically formulated for plastic substrates. For immediate solutions with your printing equipment, here are my specific recommendations. With your Brother printer, try the Tiza V-Siebel then colored options. With your Nimbot bone, stick with those laminated labels you've been testing, particularly in white or clear variants, as these tend to be more UV-stable than colored options. With your Nimbot bone, stick with those laminated labels you've been testing. Look for specifications that mention UV resistance and plastic compatibility. Many of these Chinese-manufactured label systems actually use quite good materials. They just don't market them as aggressively as the major brands. There's also a surface preparation aspect to consider. Clean your plastic bags with isopropyl alcohol before applying labels. This removes any oils, dust, or manufacturing residues that could interfere with adhesion. Apply firm pressure for at least 30 seconds when placing the label, and if possible, let the adhesive cure for 24 hours before subjecting it to stress. Temperature also matters for adhesion. Apply labels at room temperature or slightly warm conditions. Cold surfaces can prevent proper adhesive flow and bonding. One more consideration for your inventory system: you might want to think about label placement. If you're getting significant sun exposure, try placing labels on sides of bags that won't face direct sunlight, or consider using clear protective tape over critical labels in high UV areas. For the ultimate solution, if you're willing to invest a bit more, look into industrial labeling solutions. Companies like Brady, 3M, and Avery Dennison make labels specifically designed for harsh environments. These might be overkill for home use, but they'll definitely solve your durability problems. The key takeaway here is that your instinct about the laminated labels is correct. laminated construction, UV-resistant base materials like polyester, and adhesives specifically formulated for plastic substrates are the three pillars of a durable labeling solution for your application. Your current approach with the Nimbot system seems to be heading in the right direction. I'd suggest continuing with that while perhaps supplementing with some of the Brother TZ series tapes for comparison. That wraps up today's episode of Just Ask AI. Remember, the right label material can make the difference between a temporary solution and a system that works reliably for years. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry, helping you navigate the practical side of technology.